about the TriMet?
We have a
$1 million
in this.
But it's a $3 million beach. So I wanted to go back to TriMet and see if
you know some people in the county that listen to you.
But I don't think the county would care. I mean, it's
on the mitigation dollars? Well,
I don't think they care. I mean, they're going to spend it one way or the other.
One thing is,
all right. Have I been given the green light yet to go?
I agree.
Are we good? All right. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the 16th annual Safety Recognition Awards. We're glad that you're all here. How many are employees of the City of Portland? Okay. For those of you that are family members, some of you are. Those are awfully young employees over there, but. You look great. I love the new outfits in the maintenance bureau, right? Yes. We're really glad that you're here. It's we've had some amazing accomplishments in terms of reducing injuries for the great city workforce, and we want to recognize some individual and some group efforts to see that happen. We are, in addition to the value of obviously preventing injuries on the job, we're also saving the taxpayers money. So we really appreciate the work that you do to serve this great city, and the fact that many of you getting honored today are some of the best of the best when it comes to doing it safely. So I have this stack here, and then each commissioner will read his or her stack, and I think you're going to read Commissioner Leonard's stack as well. So if I could have the following people please step forward. Gary Baldwin, Gary Benton, Karen Bradley Jones, Adrian Brown Dunn, Alan Buller, Frank Dufay, Scott Allertson, Marion Gaylord, Ann Holm, Scott Carter, Sarah Keel, and you can come right up here, no jumping. Thomas Lanham, Joanne Lay, Dewey Mazel, Barbara Rice, Patricia Sanders, Colin Steves, Leigh Wheeler, and Keita Zajacek.
Wow.
Clearly of the caliber that you want.
Shocking. They're all working, you said?
To collect more.
Oh, okay, good. They're all working to collect more money.
I said to Randy, you know, there's two.
The Bureau of Revenue and Safe... the Bureau of Revenue... collecting more tax dollars. Safety and Wellness Committee meets on a monthly basis to identify and respond to potential known hazards in the office environment. Committee accomplishments include the AED CPR certification training, sponsored training with certified. They sponsored the training that certified 25 employees in the use of CPR and AED. The armed intruder preparation and awareness training. In response to news of an attack on an IRS office, the committee designed and implemented procedures for responding to an armed intruder in the workplace. Committee members consulted with the Portland Bureau of Police and accessed a variety of safety materials for guidance. Panic buttons were installed and wired to activate red flashing lights when pressed. Protection rooms were identified and kick plates were added to reinforce doors. The committee worked to revise and post an updated Revenue Bureau emergency evacuation plan throughout the Bureau, and the plan incorporates the following features. And we go into some detail so that you might, since these are all considered today best practices, so that they're ideas that you might also take back in your continued work on safety. So the plan incorporates evacuation plan. It identifies and describes the duties of the zone monitors, evacuation coordinators, and exit monitors, maps each zone within the office, and identifies the location of important emergency features such as fire exits and emergency kits, uses an electronic in-out board, which is printed each morning to identify employees in attendance. So, thank you. You get the Revenue Safety Committee Award for the Office of Finance. Thank you very much. Next, can I have Justin Buchanan, please come forward. Justin Buchanan. All right. The Maintenance Operations Division is pleased to recognize Justin Buchanan as a safety champion within the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Justin is a safety champion not only for modeling safe work behavior in the traffic maintenance section, but by direct involvement in the Bureau's safety program. He volunteered to research and write portions of the traffic operation safety guidelines for a new safety manual. His work was an important contribution, and the Bureau thanks him, and we thank you for your efforts. Congratulations. Appreciate it. Right. So, smile at that camera, then. The Nick Safety Award. Could I have Wade Akins, Doug Hickman, Randy King, and Kate Perry please come forward? This is the Environmental Systems Division Safety Committee. This committee accomplished several goals for maintenance operations this year. They were responsible for developing a new snow and ice training program, which we appreciate. They researched and developed a safety clothing program that upgraded employee safety vests. The committee introduced a Class 2 safety shirt style that encourages more and more visible usage of our safety gear, and you can see it right here. It's very nice. They have modeled leadership that encourages and empowers employees to take initiative to improve safety throughout the Maintenance Operations Division. Congratulations, and thank you for your great work. Thank you.
Is that really the safety shirt? Here, come here. Come here. Is this the safety shirt? Okay. So stare at that camera there. Hold on to this. Congratulations. I really appreciate it.
Suzanne Kahn, would you please come up? This award is for Significant Reduction in Losses Award in recognition of the Portland Bureau of Transportation Maintenance Operations for achieving a significant reduction of losses during the fiscal year 2011 against an average of the previous three fiscal years' losses, and looking at what was reduced in the following category of risk exposure. And thanks to your leadership and your team, workers' compensation in the Maintenance Operations Division was reduced by 8%. So congratulations, and keep up the great work.
That was great. Nice smile.
Everybody's so camera shy today. All right. Can we have the following members of the Office of Management and Finance Safety Committee please come forward? Gary Baldwin, Dale Fessenden, Teresa Green, Nicole Guilfoy, Doug Stickler, Carol Temper, Paul Wallman, Paula Windorf. All right. This award is presented in appreciation of the Safety Committee's efforts to promote employee safety. During 2011, the committee teamed up with the Portland Bureau of Transportation's Parking Enforcement Division to sponsor the Safety Break for Oregon event. The event included demonstrations and activities focusing on fitness, safety in the home, and introduction of the point of dispersal concept for emergency public health response. They also established an inspection schedule for six bureau locations to identify and recommend corrections for potential safety issues, such as narrow aisleways, trip hazards, overloaded electrical circuits, and securing of shelving and shelved items. The committee increased its meeting schedule significantly in order to plan a demonstration and drill of a citywide point of dispersal plan. The June exercise was successfully conducted before observers from other city bureaus and evaluators from the county and the state. The committee shared the videotaped results at the November Citywide Safety Committee conference. Congratulations, everybody. Following people, please come forward. Debbie Barkley, David Bruger, Mark Friedman, Shelley Knezuchik, Nolan Mackerel, Patty Peterson, Laurel Shepherd. Shelley? Who's Shelley? Can you say your last name?
Knezovich.
Shelley Knezovich. Sorry about that. These safety committee partners So this is the Office of Management and Finance Safety Committee members, and this is the Portland, the Bureau of Transportation's Parking Enforcement Safety Committee. This committee partnered to produce and implement a point of dispersal pod plan. The plan is to disperse an oral antibiotic to city employees and their families in the event of a declared bioterrorism action. The two committees work together on a safety break for Oregon. We heard about some of the other partners earlier to introduce the plan, including having three stations with interactive teaching games to help Bureau members learn about the process and team member positions and responsibility. Their work led to the pod exercise. Together, they set up, staff, facilitated, and implemented an unrehearsed bioterrorism scenario. That must have been a fun day. Valuable experience and lessons were learned as a result of the drill, and it was demonstrated that with some minor adjustments, the model can be reproduced by other agencies in many locations. These events could not have happened without the dedicated and cooperative spirit of these committee members. Thank you. This is the Safety Champion Award. The Portland Police Bureau is pleased to recognize Elise Levins as its Safety Champion. Elise has served on the Bureau Safety Committee for 16 years. She has contributed to the safety of both sworn and non-sworn employees. Her passion for safety and safety-related issues is an inspiration to all. Just a few examples. On her own accord, Elise identified a need for a facility safety checklist that safety committee members could use while conducting facility safety inspections. She subsequently developed a comprehensive document that improves the efficiency and effectiveness of inspections and can be used for all Bureau facilities. Elise decided to begin inspecting first aid bags and patrol cars. She found that the bags were in poor condition and some cars didn't even have them. Elise reported the problem and took action to ensure that all the patrol cars were outfitted properly. In true safety champion fashion, Elise has taken actions to ensure that the safety of all of our Bureau employees are taken care of. Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
That's great. That's fantastic. Chief Mike Reese. Is Chief Mike Reese here? Okay. Mike Heikendall is here. All right. This award is given in recognition of significant reduction in losses. And the Portland Police Bureau receives this award for achieving a significant reduction in losses during the fiscal year 2011 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories of risk exposure. This is very impressive. General liability losses were reduced 11%. Fleet liability losses were reduced 25%. And workers' compensation losses were reduced 57%. Here's a reward on behalf of the Bureau and on behalf of the City Council for this great work. Thank you.
I'm very pleased this year to have representatives from two of my small but mighty bureaus. And I'm going to read the one, even though Susan Barr from the Office of Neighborhood Involvement is not able to be with us. She is an information and referral specialist who has been a vital member of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement Safety and Wellness Committee for many years. She has become the Bureau's unofficial wellness champion through her work on the committee and has had a dramatic effect on the Bureau's overall culture with regard to wellness. She was instrumental in putting together the Bureau's first ever employee wellness survey, organized focus groups to address specific issues, and helped launch the inaugural Bureau-wide Wellness Challenge. Due to the success of this event, two subsequent challenge events have been put on by Susan and the Safety Committee. In addition, Susan is the editor of the Bureau's newsletter, the Be Well Gazette, and Safety and Wellness Bulletin Board, which provides helpful tips for improving personal well-being. Susan has represented the Bureau on the Citywide Wellness Committee for the past several years. While all these efforts have definitely helped promote wellness in the workplace, perhaps the greatest single catalyst for improvement has been the infectious enthusiasm that Susan exudes about this topic. And I can attest to that. They actually got me to dance as part of their video. I don't usually do that. I'd have to have Dennis help me with that. Would Stephanie Solomon-Lopez please come forward to receive the Bureau of Emergency Communications Outstanding Safety Committee Chairperson Award? Stephanie was not able to come, so Tony Sexton is here on her behalf. We have very hardworking people in our bureaus. They're also doing their thing. Steph, let me give you that on her behalf. Thank you very much. Stephanie has served as chairperson of the Bureau's Safety Committee for several years and has contributed much to the Bureau's safety program. Stephanie's greatest strengths, however, are her easy accessibility and genuine concern for the welfare of others. She is well-liked, trusted, and employees are comfortable bringing their safety concerns to her, which have ranged from indoor air quality issues to ants marching around the lunchroom. This had nothing to do with my Christmas basket, I'm pretty sure. I'm sure we've gotten rid of the ants as well, right? Yes, good. Amongst her notable achievements as chairperson, Stephanie has organized effective safety committee operations, coordinated the acquisition of special ergonomic chairs for 911 call takers, and improved the communications so that the safety committee is aware of and can address a problem well before it becomes a major issue. Thank you, Stephanie, and thank you, Tony. As a result of your leadership, everyone is aware that safety comes first. So I'm very honored to fill in for Commissioner Leonard for his bureaus also. And would Todd Keithley please come up? And by the way, I'm accent challenged at the best of times, so if I mash your name, please let me know and I'll let you have a turn and you can say it properly. Did I get close? Okay, thank you. This award is presented to Portland Fire and Rescue for achieving a significant reduction of losses during the fiscal year 2011 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories. General liability, losses reduced 45%. Fleet liability, losses reduced 24%. And workers' compensation, losses reduced 45%. To receive this award in Council's appreciation on behalf of the Fire Bureau is Fire Battalion Chief and Safety Officer Todd Keithley. Congratulations. Would Ashley Scher please come up from the Water Bureau? This is for the Outstanding Safety Chairperson for the Water Bureau. Ashley has served as an Interstate Safety Committee Chairperson during 2011. She is commended for her organizational skills, facilitation abilities, and her enthusiastic commitment to the committee. She is eager to address and resolve safety concerns. Her can-do attitude has a positive effect on committee members and bureau employees. During the year, Ashley identified and tracked safety deficiencies, thereby expediting investigation and resolution, maintained subcommittee schedules and accountability, ensured the committee involvement in the 2011 Health Safety Sustainability Fair, which had the highest approval rating of the past several years, and nurtured an environment within the committee in which members felt comfortable addressing difficult and sensitive issues. Thank you, Ashley, for your leadership and enthusiasm. Would Chris Wanna please step forward from the Water Bureau's Safety Champion Award? Chris is accepting the Safety Champion Award for Steve Schenk. Steve Schenk dedicated significant time and effort to reviewing the Bureau's hazardous materials standards and training. Subsequently, he developed an action plan and training schedule to enhance first aid and hazardous material training for employees working in remote locations that may experience a delay in emergency response. Steve is commended for his oversight of safety issues, particularly with new projects, and effectively managing safety concerns. The Bureau is honored to recognize Steve as a safety champion. And the Water Bureau honors its entire team of first aid and CPR instructors. So please step forward. Aaron Brainich, Debbie Kasky, Pat Easley, Jason Fitzgerald, Eric Fullen, Cassidy Kane, Lee Cogiero, Curtis Roth, Jasmine Valera, and Terry Wentz. All right. Representing the team. Tell me who we have. Eric Fullen representing the whole team. Good job. This group is comprised of volunteers who conduct monthly first aid and CPR training for employees. Instructors take their duties seriously and with dedication. They make an important contribution to the Bureau's safety culture. Thank you. I'm really happy to hear of so many employees getting trained in CPR and automatic defibrillation. You really can save a life, and I'm very happy to hear that we have so many employees willing to step up and do that. We have more safety champions from the Water Bureau. Would the following employees please step forward? Rob Brinkman, Tom Gogas, Ashley Scher. The Bureau wishes to recognize these safety champions for their help in developing and launching a confined space training video for employees. The video focuses on emergency rescue procedures and is used in confined space refresher training for Water Bureau employees. We appreciate the help and expertise you brought to this project. And would the Bull Run Safety Committee please step forward? Robert Alter, Scott Bryan, Debbie Kasky, Andrew Degner, Conway Breelin, Bruce Bullock, Jody Berlin, Annette Silly, Rick Arlert, thank you. Jamal Folsom, Eric Fullen, Tim Grandall, Joss Jeffrey, Cliff Jensen, Randy Kane, Craig McMillan, Rod Pike, Steve Schenck, Richard Seawright, and Bill Sinnott. The Bull Run Safety Committee is comprised of employees from Sandy River Station, Water Treatment, Engineering, Emergency Management, Security, and Safety. While the committee has many ongoing projects, its current focus is on inspections, pre-job planning, and teamwork. The group continuously addresses safety issues in the watershed to improve communication, check-in and check-out procedures, satellite phones and radio, global positioning satellite support, and improving signage on watershed roads. The committee developed an emergency response procedure to address events that could occur in the watershed. This included wildland first aid training for personnel, working on life flight to identify landing zones for a medical evacuation rescue helicopter, and developing a training video to address medical emergency situations in the watershed. Thank you for your dedication to safety. Would the Interstate Safety Committee please step forward? Becca Bartleson, Stan Blazinski, Deborah Kasky, Kinji Ko, Mark Crowder, Kim Deenan, Tom DeFala, Jamal Folsom, Eric Fullen, Patrick Haggerty, Sarah Meyer, Kelly Mulholland, Kirk Nibbler, Rob Patterson, Ashley Scher, Mark Schnurr, Carol Stalke, Jonathan Seiford, Kevin Sewell, Vil Villanueva, Vicky Villenbrun Nelson, and Andrew I would have said that without the phonetics. Andrew Wendell Schaefer. Sometimes we try to be helpful and we're not. The committee represents all of the Bureau's field forces stationed at the interstate facility and includes maintenance and construction, operations, field customer service, meter shop, and safety. The committee has a safety deficiency reporting process where they maintain the database to track these items through to resolution. The committee worked with the Bureau's fleet manager to address noise level concerns on exhaust systems on dump trucks. Review of the quick connects that Secure implements on the backhoe and excavator buckets and conducting vehicle inspections. Speed and vehicle pedestrian paths in and around the facility are also a critical issue for the committee. Speed signs were posted and stop signs were made more visible. The committee has implemented several promotional efforts, which include selecting and recognizing a Safe Employee of the Month, safety games and posters, and the annual Safety and Health Fair, which was expanded to include sustainability. Thank you for your great work. You know, so many of our city employees do such great work, and certainly the recipients of these awards have worked long and hard to be on the list. So I really apologize when I mess your name, because it's really great to have so many friends and family here as well. Would the polling members of the Portland Building Safety Committee please come up? Mark Boyko, Eric Brainich, Deborah Kasky, Gary Egan, Jamal Fulson, Eric Fullen, Robin Hagedorn, Kate Leatherbarrow, Shannon Musson, John Popenick, Mark Seberg, and Terry Wentz. Everybody's working, but I'm noticing a lot of names that are popping up in a lot of committees, so there's obviously a lot of attention to this work and a lot of cross-communication, and I appreciate that. The Water Bureau's Portland Building Safety Committee includes representatives from administration, engineering, customer service, resource protection, and safety. Members also serve as floor wardens. Since this location is predominantly an office environment, the committee has focused on improving quarterly inspections. The committee sponsors an annual Take a Break for Safety that corresponds with Oregon OSHA's statewide event. The event is popular with employees and provides a variety of safety information from emergency preparedness, bike safety, home safety, and includes related door prizes. Thank you for promoting safety. And still with the Water Bureau, the Industrial Ergonomic Solutions Award. Would Lynn Arnold and Ron Drath please come forward? The Water Bureau's meter readers were experiencing repetitive motion pain and injuries from the lid lifting methods being utilized. They brought this to the attention of their manager, Ron Drath. Ron worked closely with Lynn Arnold, general mechanic, for the tool room to identify the employee's needs and resolve weight and angle concerns. They developed a lightweight, ergonomically shaped lifting device, which promises to significantly aid lifting heavy lids and reduce employee strains and stress. Let's patent it. Thank you for your innovation and commitment to making the workplace safe. So these are the Partners in Prevention Awards, and they're all the same, so we'll hand them out as we get done. From the Bureau of Environmental Services, Erica Koss and Tom Pfeiffer. From the Bureau of Transportation, Cedar Heinley and Gary Hopkins, Ryan Mace, and David O'Longi, thank you. Yes, I should know that one. It's an Irish name. From the Purchasing Department, Kelly Davis. From the Water Bureau, Rod Allen, John B., Mark Crowther, Pat Easley, Tim Hall, Dan Hogan, Ben Gossett, Lee Cogiero, Vu Mai, Jim Smith, Kevin Tolson, Keith Walker, and Dan Ward.
this works.
We'll figure it out. We'll get the right number of certificates for the right number of people. This group coordinated efforts on repairs to a retaining wall at the Barbara Gibbs pump station. The retaining wall was failing and the hillside was moving. On site were high-voltage electrical cabinets that started to tilt. There was a good chance that they could have torn away during a landslide and pose a significant safety hazard to staff and the public. An emergency declaration was prepared to expedite repairs. Engineering from Transportation, Environmental Services, and the Portland Water Bureau worked quickly to prepare a contract. Purchasing assisted with processing the contract. Portland Water Bureau's electrical and operational crews coordinated with PGE to shut down the pump station and disconnect the electricity. Operations analysis modeled water flows to assist with operational changes to accommodate the repair. The repair is now under construction. Thanks goes out to these groups for their quick response and teamwork in addressing this issue. The next award is the Partners in Prevention Award. With the following partner members, please step forward. From City Fleet, Alex Martinez. From the Water Bureau, Sean Darens, Tom Dufala, Diane Traxel. I can give away their certificates to the previous one. We'll honor them in absentia. The installation of a new emission system from the dump trucks caused an unacceptable noise hazard for drivers. Diane and Sean brought this to the attention of management. Working with Tom and Alex, they found a safe solution that could maintain emissions control and reduce sound levels that otherwise could put drivers' hearing at risk. Alex, Tom, Diane, and Sean, we appreciate your diligence to the safety and health of city employees. Commissioner Leonard's final award is for Bureau Director David Schaff of the Water Bureau. It's truly my honor and pleasure to present this to David Schaff in recognition of the Portland Water Bureau for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2011 against an average of the three previous fiscal years in the following categories. General liability reduced 22% and workers' compensation reduced 20%. David, please accept this award on behalf of the Bureau. Congratulations and thank you.
I'm Commissioner Saltzman. I don't know if anybody noticed the stack before we got this meeting underway, but clearly the Bureau of Environmental Services and Bureau of Development Services are leading the pack in safety, it looks like. So, to start out with, the Safety Champion Award, will Dave Bayless, Public Works Inspector, please come forward if he's here? Okay, maybe not. Well, I'll read his award. Dave is ever vigilant. Okay. Dave is ever vigilant in protecting and ensuring the safety of the contractors and Bureau staff. He will immediately step in and notify anyone of safety violations and what should be done to correct them. He is a very proactive inspector who is usually at least one step ahead of the contractors in planning work and suggesting methods to help make what will occur later in a project safer by offering sequencing suggestions. What's your name, sir? Rick McCoy. Second thing for Dave.
Great. Thank you.
The next Bureau of Environmental Services award is Outstanding Safety Committee Chairperson. Will Veronica Ferguson, Senior Public Works Inspector, please come forward? Nice. As acting chairperson of the Incident Analysis Safety Committee, Veronica has made many positive changes. Meetings are held as frequently as necessary to stay current with all reported incidents. She developed a new incident report log to better define each incident and provide a method for all appropriate parties to review the status updates in a timely and accurate manner. Our thanks to Veronica for her commitment to safety, which has improved the efficiency and effectiveness of the Bureau of Environmental Services Safety Program.
Thank you, Veronica.
The next Bureau of Environmental Services ward is the Outstanding Safety Committee Chairperson. Will Steve Hawkins, civil engineer, please come forward? Steve currently serves as the chairperson of the Bureau of Environmental Services Design and Construction Safety Committee. Meetings are well organized, and he stays on top of issues to ensure that there is a follow-through. He actively participates in the certification process for maintaining success of Oregon OSHA's Safety and Health Achievement Recognition Program, or SHARP. He is currently developing a safety recognition checklist for sinkholes to ensure optimal worker and public safety during emergency repair situations, which is a key action item for earning graduation next June in Oregon OSHA's program. So we appreciate Steve's keen interest and dedication to safety. The next BES award is the Safety Champion Award. Will Josh Nault, Senior Public Works Inspector, please step forward. The Fennel Creek and Multnomah projects were major undertakings that involved a heavily trafficked thoroughfare with many hazardous exposures to the public, employees, and contractors. Josh diligently worked with the construction team to address any safety issues that came up and ensured that all identified hazards were addressed. So we thank him for and credit much of the success of these projects to his hard work and emphasis on safety. Thank you. The next BES award is the Safety Champion Award. Will Tom Pfeiffer, Supervising Engineer, please step forward? The BES construction team, design and maintenance engineering groups, are all certified under Oregon OSHA's prestigious SHARP program. As a part of the annual review, the material testing lab was identified as needing improvement. As manager of the material testing lab, Tom committed to improving the facility's safety culture and championed the following accomplishments. He initiated a site-specific safety committee. He set up regular safety meetings, established job hazard analysis and material safety data sheets to better identify potential risk exposures, and he championed the acquisition of specialized equipment to simplify and improve safety within work processes. As a result of Tom's efforts and leadership, the construction, design, and maintenance engineering groups are well positioned to earn the fourth year of their certification. So thank you very much, Tom. This is a Bureau of Environmental Services Partnerships and Prevention Award. And here to receive this award on behalf of the Wastewater Group and the Engineering Services Group, we have Bob Yagme, Capital Project Manager, Brian Davis, Construction Risk Safety Specialist, and Mike Lombardi, Senior Public Works Inspector. Many of the Bureau's construction projects involve tying into or working inside existing facilities, demolishing old infrastructure, and working on systems that must remain in operation. Since facility operations are managed by a different group than design and construction, organizational bureaucracy can sometimes pose challenges. Both construction and operational activities can produce hazards for workers in either group. These two organizations, however, have come together to ensure the safety of everyone involved. Not done yet. Procedures and protocols have been established to ensure that hazards are identified and eliminated where possible. So Bob Yagmi worked with city safety personnel and trainers to address serious hazards associated with sludge digesters. They produce gas, which is captured and used for electricity, but if not captured for electricity, it can pose a serious lethal hazard to both workers and the environment. Similarly, Mike Lombardi, a former senior inspector at the Columbia Waste Treatment Plant, developed a document that is used as a contact and coordination guide to improve safety while construction work is performed at the plant. So, congratulations. One's wastewater engineering. Is that you? Are you wastewater engineering group?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it's still clear. It's all water. Picture. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The next BES award is the Safety Committee Award. Will the following members of the Design Construction Safety Committee come up when I read your name? Lori Allen, Mike Baker, Neil Bruch, Neil Choate, Phil Choate, Pat Darby, Brian Davis, Stephen Gawkins, Dave Killams, Rick McCoy, Patty Nielsen, Joe Panes, Fahim Rahman, Mike Reiner, Paul Schuberg, and Janet Strahl and Lindell Walton. We are recognizing this group for continually exceeding Safety Committee regulatory requirements. This well-blended working committee solves problems and gets results. During 2011, the committee developed safety policies, contract language, training recommendations, and systems for addressing safety issues. These efforts have made the Bureau's construction projects safer for contract workers, citizens, and city employees. One such accomplishment was finding a solution to help a confined space entry supervisor set up and use his tripod and winch at multiple entry locations. The subcommittee successfully solved the challenge by fitting the system to the supervisor's van for easy mobility and use. They also implemented an incident analysis subcommittee to focus on reviewing incident reports for root cause, severity, injury, or damage, and corrective solutions. Results can be used to inform and improve safety awareness for all employees working in the field. Well, thank you. Just unraveled here. Thank you for the Safety Award Committee. The next BES Award, Safety Committee Award, for members of the Bureau's East Side Combined Storm Sewer Overflow Safety Committee. Please step forward. From Kiewit Belfinger Berger, we have Lori Allen. Lori is here for Neus Kalfafode. Stephen Randall, who could not make it, but is here today on his behalf, is Carla Bronner. And from the Bureau of Environmental Services, Pat Darby, Kurt Obermeyer, and Krista Overby. Get this off here. This group formed as a partnership to represent contractors and Bureau construction staff. Its goal is to utilize pre-construction safety planning to ensure a safe work environment for city contractors and subcontractors employees, and any citizen who may be exposed to construction operations. This group's work has exceeded Bureau expectations and produced excellent contractor safety records and certification under OSHA's voluntary recognition program. Okay, so who's with Kiewit Berfinger? That's you. Did I get this right? The Bureau of Environmental Services Safety Committee Award. Will the following wastewater group safety committee members please come up? Chris Bamford, Steve Berndt, Mike Scioli, Armin Kallman, Steve Detheridge, Mike Donaldson, Rob George, Donna Hammond, Ron Lilenthal, Cliff Meyer, Scott Norris, Rick Partridge, John Petty, Dave Remillard, Bill Starling, and Greg Taylor and Randy Tomsick. So this Safety Committee Award is recognizing the contributions of this dedicated group. Together, they've developed a process to initiate and utilize subcommittees, perform monthly detailed facility safety inspections, and updated six Bureau safety policies during 2011. Thank you very much. Bureau of Environmental Services Partners in Prevention Award. Do we have Scott Gibson, Bill Ryan, Paul Grimman, I don't think is here, Mark Hutchison, and Mike Reiner. This committee provides upper management overview of work group safety committees and employee safety needs. The members rotate, attending employee safety committees to provide feedback, write safety articles, promote employee safety, provide approval of safety equipment funding, and recognize employees for their safety efforts. So we appreciate their partnership and safety awareness. Yeah. The last Bureau of Environmental Services Award is for significant reduction in losses award. So would Bureau Director Dean Marriott please come up? This award is presented in recognition of the Bureau of Environmental Services efforts in achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2011 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories of risk exposure. General liability is reduced 5%, fleet liability reduced 75%, and workers' compensation reduced 22%. So congratulations, Dean, and please accept this award. Okay, now we'll move on to the Bureau of Development Services. The Safety Committee Award, will the following people please come up? Kathy Sanders, Dave Westfall, Mike Liefeld, Douglas Hardy, Mark Fetters, and Denise Klein. In 2011, the Bureau of Development Services Safety Committee began a campaign to promote wellness. The committee submitted articles to the monthly employee newsletter on wellness topics, ranging from how to use the employee's assistance program, health coach, services in ways that employees could start small and finish fit. In July, the committee began hosting a monthly fun, run, walk, jog at noon. All city employees in the 1900 building were invited to participate in this monthly run, walk, jog. Field staff who weren't able to participate downtown were offered pedometers and encouraged to track their time on their daily number of steps. So our thanks to the Safety Committee and encouraging everyone to achieve better health. The Bureau of Development Services Partners in Prevention Award will the following people please come forward. Bureau of Internal Business Services, Jeff Baer and Robert Keita. For G4S Secure Solutions, Gary Crane, Security Manager. From the Portland Police Bureau, Officer James Crooker, Joseph Young, and Chris Barber. From the City Attorney's Office, Roland Aparigari. From the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office, Amber Kinney. From the Bureau of Development Services, Mike Liefeld again, Jim Nix, and Denise Klein. In May 2011, after numerous citations for dangerous code violations, a citizen began making threats of physical harm against an inspector in the Bureau of Development Services. The Bureau began working with other city bureaus and companies to safeguard the well-being of the inspector and other staff. Officers Joseph Young and Chris Barber met with the citizen and warned him to cease making threats. When the threats continued, Jeff Baer and Bob Keita from the Bureau of Internal Business Services worked with Deputy City Attorney Roland Aparigari to initiate an exclusion order prohibiting the citizen from contacting the inspector and entering city offices. Gary Crane from G4S Secure Solutions worked to increase awareness about the exclusion order with security guards and staff housed in the 1900, the Portland Building, and City Hall. Because of the dangerous nature of the property violations, the city's code hearings officer ordered the property vacated. When the citizen was subsequently arrested for trespassing, the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office included as a condition of his sentence that he was to have no further contact with the inspector or any other city employee. So this is obviously a very dangerous situation, and the prompt, coordinated actions by city staff and other agencies demonstrated effective partnering in the threats to deter potential violence against city employees. So thank you all for that. That's great. Oh, I guess these are all the same.
Hi, I'm Nick Fish, and I have the honor of being the commissioner in charge of Portland Parks and Rec. Would Alex Salazar please come forward? Oh, so Eileen, will you step in? We're pleased to recognize Alex, our North Zone Maintenance Supervisor, as for the Parks Bureau's 2011 Safety Champion. Last year, Alex stepped up his leadership role with respect to workplace safety. He was instrumental in planning and developing intensive safety training for seasonal maintenance workers, and the new training was implemented last spring. Alex also attended the training session as a management representative to support and advance the Bureau's safety culture. He has always been a great resource when we're strategizing ways to resolve safety issues. Alex's diligence, motivation, and dedication is appreciated. Accepting the award is Eileen Argentina. The next award is the Industrial Ergonomic Improvement Award. Would Mart Hughes, Cindy Wright, and Cicely Sardino please come forward? This team worked on the weight and design of the heavy bollards at Portland Park and Rec trailheads. Now, who here knows what a bollard is? David, put your hand down, please. You're all right. The bollard is a short, squat post that's usually in a concrete foundation. Many are removable, not all. They're used to keep vehicles off trails that are for pedestrians. Occasionally, though, our teams need to drive onto the trails to perform maintenance. In that case, the staff have to physically lift the bollards off the ground. Now, Mart and Cindy designed a lighter bollard and added handles to the design for ease of lifting. They've dramatically reduced the injury risk associated with removing and replacing our bollards. To our whole team here, thank you for thinking creatively to make a better workplace for all. The next award is the Life-Saving Award. Would Ryan Elliott Engels, Evan Lilly, Tony Smith, Crystal Thomas, and Jennifer Wheeler come forward? Hi. Okay. So this is a very special award, and I'm Evan, thank you for joining us today and on behalf of all your colleagues. On November 23 of last year, these five employees who are part of the Matt Dishman Center Aquatic staff responded to a swimmer in distress. Norm Stoll, a 90-year-old man and a longtime and much-beloved community leader, indicated that he wasn't feeling well, and he slipped under the water while trying to reach the pool stairs. Our incredibly talented team carried him to the pool deck and proceeded with emergency procedures until EMS arrived from Station 13. And I remember this very well because I got a text message about that time, and people really, at that point, sincerely believed that Mr. Stoll would not make it. Shortly afterwards, he was taken to the hospital for follow-up care. Now, Mr. Stoll survived that crisis, but a week later, he died peacefully from natural causes. His family has described him as living a long, full life. But the teamwork and dedication of our staff made sure that the family had a decent interval to say goodbye, something that would not have otherwise been possible. Thanks to all of you, Evan and the whole team, for ensuring the safety of citizens in our community centers. Our next award is the Safety Committee Award, Service Zones and City Nature. And there's a number of people I'm going to recognize. With Barbara Ogden, Peter Anthony, Doug Brenner, Pam Douglas, Earl Elliott, Fernando Fontroy, Tom Hinn, Nathan Hobbs, Gary Johnson, Linda Johnson, Sean Lindsay, Vince Moore, Don Metaggart, Alex Salazar, Christy Salazar, Scott Vanderpool, and Dale Vaznik. Would you please all come forward? This award recognizes the team's work to advance safe work practices for industrial operations throughout Portland Park and Rec system. This year, the committee continued making improvements to protect our employees at the Mount Tabor Yard facility. The yard includes gas pumps, greenhouses, and a warehouse for staging supplies and equipment. With a number of workers and uses sharing the roadway around this facility, this committee's work is vital. The committee also presented and shared information about the safety improvements Marty, Cindy, and Cicely made to our bollards at the city's annual safety committee conference last November. Congratulations.